My recommendation, I guess a small statement, would be Mr. Nicholas Rosario, his position as our chair. I'm a volunteer. I'm not able to make all the board meetings. The two that I can't pretty sit now with because my daughter has been babysitting and so forth. But Nick represents us. So we voted him to be our representative, so when he speaks, he speaks on behalf. When he gets reprimanded or dismissed, like, yeah, whatever you're talking about, etc., that's a reflection for us as well, because Nick goes on his free time more than we, a lot of us, can to these board meetings and takes time to represent us, and yet sometimes, you know, he's not looked upon kindly. So my statement is, he represents me, so anything that is geared towards him is geared towards us. I don't believe all of us is absolutely voted for to be our representative. Unfortunately, we can't all be there, but if we were, it would be here to follow you make a statement. I just want to share that Nick deserves a higher respect for the position that he's under and the possibility he's taking a pop for us. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'd like to say that I feel that the board has been very respectful when Mr. Miranda is giving this report to be allowed an extra time. We listen to what he says. We don't tape record what he says. We don't take pictures of him. We don't tell him. We can only talk for a minute. I think that we've been very respectful, but members of the public. I think that has been done on purpose because we are different than the past administration and the past boards, and so I don't understand where you're coming from, Mr. Burr.
It's more the legal recourse when you made a statement towards your county budget, right?
And
other small things. As a respect from you all, we have greater transparency overall.
Go ahead. Oh, no. It's a pretend one.
Oh, absolutely.
Look, it's way better than it was. And I don't really have any. I had letters of reprimand from Dr. Brand, cease and desist letters, you name it. I'm okay. I appreciate your concern. That thing was a blip and was an unfortunate incident. But I like the idea of a retreat. And there's two elephants in this room. One of them we're going to talk about in number six. And one relates to that, which is number five. And the elephant room in room number one is the arithmetic of what we need and what our set value is and what it's going to need to get this bond program moving forward. It's going to require the cooperation of everybody. And at some point in time, there's going to be a discussion. We heard about tonight from Mr. Mercado about a new bond issue. And because, you know, while we may get $50 million or so with the refunding and so on, it's not going to nearly meet the need. So we're all going to need to work together to move forward at some point in time, and the board has to make a decision, you know, of course, what we're going to do a bond issue and what it's going to consist of and all those things. But in the process, the bond oversight committee, if your board is smart and the district is smart, we're going to be brought into the fold and work together on that. So I think a retreat could deal with that. And I think some of the things that we've heard about tonight are going to involve making the process improvements and getting the logical master plan in place and having the public feel finally that if they're going to be asked to spend their hard-earned money, pay the property taxes, they're not going to get $60 million at a school and they got 40 classrooms that don't have air conditioning. And that's just, are you kidding me? And that's the kind of stuff that will drive the public bonkers. So I think that's an important thing in terms of the communication. The more we can talk to each other and listen to each other, the better off we're going to be when we talk about a new bond issue and whether we want to and whether you have the support of the bond committee or not. And that's the main thing I want to say is that, you know, I'm looking at this personally, and I think maybe the case, where we want to be 20 years from now. And it would be a shame if we let other issues, which is number six on the agenda, I'll even mention the name, stand in the way of hitting that ultimate goal. So that's just what I want to say. But, you know, I think for the most part it's vastly, vastly improved. I mean, compared to what it was a couple of years ago and how the chair was treated. So I'm kind of used to it by now. And that comment about letting the hair down, I take offense to. Who said that, Terry? First, you got to have some hair to let down. I know it's directed to me. Remind everybody. Anyway, no, that was it.
That was good.
So I just want to say.